Joint pain and inflammation. What you need to know. Have you ever woken up with stiff joints or felt soreness and swelling after a long day? That uncomfortable feeling may be due to inflammation, your body's natural way of protecting itself from harm. Inflammation works like a neighborhood watch, sending out help when something is wrong, like an injury or infection. Your body sends white blood cells to the affected area, bringing swelling, redness, heat, and pain. These are signs that your body is starting the healing process. But when inflammation lingers too long, it can turn into a problem, especially in your joints. There are two types of inflammation, acute and chronic. Acute inflammation starts suddenly and helps you heal quickly. It usually lasts a few days to a couple of weeks and improves with rest and simple care. Chronic inflammation, on the other hand, keeps going and can damage your joints over time. Conditions like rheumatoid arthritis are caused by the immune system attacking healthy joints, leading to chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation causes your joints to feel stiff, swollen, and painful, especially in the morning. It can also harm the cartilage, the smooth cushion that helps your joints move. Without healthy cartilage, your bones rub together, causing even more pain and stiffness. This is how inflammation can lead to osteoarthritis, where joints lose their flexibility and movement. Inflammation also affects nearby muscles, tendons, and bursae, making the pain worse and reducing joint support. When these tissues become inflamed, conditions like tendonitis and bursitis can occur. Over time, inflammation can limit joint movement, make daily activities difficult, and even affect your sleep. Poor sleep from joint pain can increase next day inflammation and stiffness. Let's talk about how you can manage and reduce inflammation. Use cold packs on swollen joints to reduce fluid and numb pain. Apply heat to relax muscles and ease joint stiffness after swelling goes down. Do gentle exercises like walking, swimming, or stretching to keep joints flexible. Strengthen muscles around your joints to reduce pressure and provide better support. Maintain a healthy weight to reduce joint stress, especially in your knees and hips. Rest inflamed joints during flare-ups and use splints or braces if recommended. Build good sleep habits by sticking to a regular bedtime and avoiding screens late at night. Use anti-inflammatory medications as prescribed by your doctor to manage pain and swelling. Your diet also plays a huge role in controlling inflammation. Sugary foods, red meats, fried and processed foods can all spark inflammation. Instead, eat more fruits, vegetables, fish, whole grains, olive oil, and anti-inflammatory spices like turmeric and ginger. Staying active is another powerful tool. Regular movement helps reduce inflammation markers, improves circulation, and keeps muscles strong. Even 30 minutes of daily walking can make a big difference in joint health. Stress and poor sleep can also drive inflammation higher. Practice relaxation techniques like breathing exercises, meditation, or yoga. Spend time outdoors and enjoy activities that bring you peace. Another key to managing inflammation is learning your personal triggers. Keep a journal of foods, activities, and joint pain to spot patterns. Triggers may include injuries, repetitive motion, poor diet, infections, or autoimmune flare-ups. When you identify these triggers, you can make changes that reduce your pain and protect your joints. If inflammation continues unchecked, it can lead to cartilage damage, bone changes, joint deformity, and even disability. Uncontrolled inflammation may also cause muscle weakness and make movement harder over time. This is why early care and consistent management are so important. Doctors monitor inflammation using blood tests like CRP, C-reactive protein, and ESR, erythrocyte sedimentation rate. These tests track your inflammation levels and guide treatment plans. Your doctor may also check for rheumatoid factor, anti-CCP antibodies, or uric acid levels to diagnose specific conditions. Work with your doctor to monitor your progress and adjust your treatment as needed. Keep track of your symptoms and test results to better understand what works for your body. The good news is, you are not powerless against inflammation. By eating well, moving often, resting smart, and managing stress, you can lower inflammation and protect your joints. Understanding inflammation is the first step toward reclaiming your comfort, mobility, and freedom. Start small, stay consistent, and take action today for a healthier tomorrow.